Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 321 for Wednesday, March 25th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were mostly lower Wednesday morning, following the decline seen in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures overnight. Canola values were anywhere from $1.50 to $3 lower, May down $2.70 at $460 per ton. The upswing in the value of the Canadian dollar seen earlier Wednesday morning was also bearish, as it did make canola more expensive to crushers and exporters. However, some spillover support came from the advances seen in Chicago soy oil and soybean futures Wednesday morning. The need to keep weather premiums in the market ahead of spring seeding also limited the declines, as did steady commercial demand. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. Now looking at the U.S. markets, grain and oilseed values were trading on both sides of unchanged. Soybean futures in Chicago were anywhere from steady to 4 cents higher. May was up 3.25 cents at $9.85 per bushel. Weakness in the U.S. dollar index helped to lift values, as it could lead to increased export demand for U.S. soybeans. Expectations that global soybean production will decrease in 2015-16, despite record large acres expected in the U.S., were also bullish. However, pressure from the advancing South American soybean harvest limited the advances. Corn futures in Chicago were holding steady amid a lack of fresh market-moving news. Prices ranged anywhere from 1 cent lower to 0.5 cent higher, May up 0.25 cent at $3.93.5 a bushel. Some support came from worries about delayed planting in the southeast U.S., as it could lead to more insect and disease problems for the corn crop later on. A softer U.S. dollar and expectations of smaller planted area in the U.S. were also bullish, though weakness in wheat spilled over to weigh on prices. Profit-taking on recent gains was also bearish for corn. Wheat values in Chicago were slightly softer. Values were anywhere from steady to 5 cents lower. May was down 4.75 cents at $5.18.75 per bushel. Profit-taking on recent advances weighed on the market, as did forecasts calling for beneficial rainfall across some U.S. winter wheat growing regions later this week. Ideas of large global supplies in the near term were also bearish, though expectations of smaller global wheat production for 2015-16 were supportive. The softer U.S. dollar was also limiting the declines. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Wednesday, March 25th. I'm Taryn Shields.